A big election in Egypt as well. Voters going to the polls today and tomorrow to vote for a president. The former military leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is widely expected to win big, and many Egyptians aren't that concerned with the election. They're preoccupied with keeping the lights on. Reporter Ursula Lindsay is in Cairo, and Ursula, tell us what the problem is.
Well, Egypt has had an energy shortage for a while now, and it's been getting worse and worse, and we've seen fuel shortages, and this spring in particular, rolling blackouts.
We talked about keeping the lights on, but of course, it's pretty darn hot there in the summer, and air conditioning is a big problem. You went out last week to talk to people for this story, and we have some tape from one of your stops in Cairo. Okay, Ursula, what's he saying there?
He's talking about the month of Ramadan that's going to start in July, which is when people usually spend a lot of time at home after fasting all day. You usually stay up late, run the AC, watch television, hang out with their families. And so the energy shortage, which is already bad, is expected to be particularly bad during that month.
Why are the power outages happening now?
Well, it's a big and actually long-term problem, but Egypt doesn't have enough money right now to buy all the fuel that it needs. It doesn't have enough power plants, and demand has just been increasing enormously year after year. Egypt has a very big population that keeps on growing, and the authorities haven't been able to keep up.
You would think people would be angrier than at least what we're hearing over here.
People have been through so much in the last 3 years. I don't know if they have the energy to be angry at the moment.
So, Ursula, are any changes happening now?
Well, there's some talk now, but it's very vague. Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has encouraged people to use energy-saving light bulbs. There's been sort of general messages to use electricity less, to conserve. But there's little that's been done on the ground. And in fact, one of the government officials that I spoke to said that this is a problem that will be solved at the earliest within the next 5 years.
So, Ursula, what do you guys do there when the lights go out?
Well, I don't have a generator, but I have emergency fluorescent lights that turn on when the power cuts, and I have some rechargeable fans. And those are the kinds of items that are flying off the shelves around here these days.
Is there any warning at all? Do you get lights flickering, anything, or just boom, it's off?
It's off.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's just sudden darkness.
Wow.
I mean, people sort of know to be careful around 7 or 8 p.m. Maybe don't get in an elevator.
Maybe don't get in an elevator.
Yeah.
So it is election day, as we mentioned, today and tomorrow. Is there power for the polling stations?
Yeah, we haven't had cuts in the last couple weeks. The system by which the cuts take place or are distributed is unclear. There's lots of speculation about when they take place, where, when. There have even been people who have said in the media who've accused the Muslim Brotherhood of being behind the cuts, saying that they are sabotaging the electricity grid on purpose to destabilize the government, which is a completely unsubstantiated claim.
All right, reporter Ursula Lindsay in Cairo. Ursula, thanks as always.
Thank you.